We do some stupid things in life. Come on, we all do. And sometimes in the aftermath of that, we're left wondering, so is God going to forgive me for this thing again? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome to Fresh. Sometimes you wake up to a new day and then it hits you. Then you remember, how could I have been so stupid yesterday? How could I have betrayed God like that? What got into me? Maybe you allowed your anger to get the better of you and you hurt someone, or you betrayed someone, or you allowed dishonesty or immorality or any number of other things to creep in. And now you're at the point where you know that God will forgive you in theory. That's why Jesus died for you, to pay for your sins, in theory. But is God actually going to forgive you again in practice? Is he going to invite you back into the Holy of Holies to fellowship with him again? Or is he going to leave you out in the cold this time? After all, that's what you deserve. And yet there's something so incredibly special about each new day. Every day, the sun comes up at the appointed time. It never fails, even when it's cold and overcast. You trust that, don't you? You know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the sun will come up again tomorrow morning. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. We are still alive because the Lord's faithful love never ends. Every morning, he shows it in new ways. Lord, you are so very true and loyal. I say to myself, the Lord is my God, and I trust him. So when you see that sun come up, you know in your heart that God's mercy toward you is new every morning. His loving kindness never comes to an end. That's God's word, fresh for you today. It can be hard to wrap your heart around that loving kindness some days. It can. That's why I love to share something powerful with you today. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television program for some in-depth teaching from God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.